Dry weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, around 60. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, again in the mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, temperatures at 60. For Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies, mid to upper 80s. Right now, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. How's the recovery of food service sector in China? Joe Sheely with more.
China's food service sector is rebounding from COVID-19 restrictions imposed earlier this year. That's good news for U.S. beef exports. As explained by Joel Haggard, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, in this USMEF report.
During the most recent reporting week, new U.S. beef sales to China exceeded 1,900 tons. So that's getting close to 100 containers of product being sold to China in just one week, the largest weekly sales ever. So what's driving China's interest? Well, first, we would not be here without the Phase 1 trade agreement. China moved its import conditions for U.S. product closer to what we would call international norms. They accepted tolerances for growth promotants, allowed all U.S. beef plants access to the market, and recognized USDA's traceability capabilities. Secondly, China is still reeling from African swine fever, and high pork prices and limited supplies have driven imports of competing proteins to record levels. And thirdly, our main competitor in the grain-fed space, Australia, is now facing tight cattle supplies and high prices. And under a temporary duty exclusion scheme, tariffs in China are at pre-trade war levels. So our prices across a wide range of cuts are competitive. And then from the demand side, China's evolving into more of a grain-fed market. Having watched how Korea, Taiwan, Japan developed, we think the same process is going to play out in China. Although China's still experiencing small, limited COVID-19 outbreaks, we as a marketing organization are holding almost daily activities with importers, distributors, restaurant, retail chains, teaching existing and potential end users about U.S. beef attributes. Now, I don't want to understate the challenges of exporting to China. There remain major U.S. beef processors who are still sitting out as they see high risk and uncertainty. But we are seeing more who see the opportunities in China, and our message has been we are here to help.
I'm Joe Sheely.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As more CARES funding comes in for COVID relief in the state of Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly did announce that small businesses starting on Wednesday would have the opportunity to apply for grant money to assist their business during the pandemic.
We will open the application process for more than $130 million in grants to serve business communities that have been affected by the pandemic. Businesses can go on the Commerce website at kansascommerce.gov and then /COVID relief, and they can find the application for that grant money.
In other news, two people have died and another suffered potentially serious injuries when their car crashed into a semi on Highway 54 in Pratt County. Cake News reports the event happened around 4:30 a.m. this morning, about a mile east of Pratt, as a westbound Hyundai was attempting to pass two semis in a no-passing zone when it crashed into an eastbound tractor trailer. The two passengers in the Hyundai died at the scene. Mid-America Network News.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
A Topeka man has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in federal prison for stealing more than $47,000 in an identity theft scheme. Federal prosecutors for Kansas say 42-year-old Joseph Adams was sentenced yesterday to 46 months in federal prison after pleading guilty earlier to one count of aggravated identity theft and one count of conspiring to commit bank and wire fraud. In his plea, Adams admits that he had another person obtain stolen mail containing checks and information on victims' identities, then used a software program to make counterfeit checks and identification cards. In other news, a veteran Kansas House member says he'll run a writing campaign this fall after a narrow primary loss to a 19-year-old candidate who's been disowned by some Democrats over his incendiary and abusive social media posts. Representative Stan Fraunfelter lost to Aaron Coleman by 14 votes in the Kansas City area after officials in their homes of Wyandotte County counted additional ballots that have been set aside because of voter eligibility questions. Coleman initially led by only 5 votes but picked up 16 votes on Monday against the 7 for Fraunfelter. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A Western Nebraska school district has canceled most classes this week after 3 staff members tested positive for the coronavirus, requiring 24 school workers to quarantine. The Omaha World-Herald reports that classes for most grade levels in the Broken Bowl School District have been canceled for the week. Superintendent Darren Toby said in an online announcement that classes for pre-kindergarten and grades 6 through 12 have been canceled through Friday. Kindergarten through 5th grade classes are expected to be held as usual. The district is now also requiring all students and staff to wear masks. State troopers found a massive load of marijuana worth about $5 million in a disabled commercial truck on I-80 in South Central Nebraska. The patrol said in a news release the marijuana was found Saturday afternoon when a trooper noticed a commercial box truck stopped on the shoulder of eastbound I-80. I'm Rick Everett with Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The Midwest ES Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
Long-term financing on Sporting Sorento, Optimus, Olens, Nier, New Canaan with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento, stock number KA540, MSRP 3285. Offers with proof credit expires August 31st, 2020.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Cooperative will host an informational meeting for patrons outlining the proposed consolidation with Donovan Electric Cooperative this Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. A meeting is planned next Tuesday, August 25th at 7 p.m. at the Corning Community Center. Consolidation would require a 2/3 majority vote of members from both cooperatives. A combined workforce of 20 would be retained with no changes in electric service. Potential savings would be anticipated over a 10-year period going forward. The combined entity, Northeast Kansas Electric Cooperative, would retain offices in Axtell and Troy and would serve over 5,000 patrons in 8 Northeast Kansas counties. Marysville City Council met last Monday. It was noted that the Wall That Heals memorial display planned in September has been postponed until a future date due to COVID-19. Details were outlined for the annual Pony Express Gravel Dash, which has been moved to October 16th and 17th, and will start and finish at the historic UP Depot due to pending construction on the 7th and Broadway intersection downtown. A proposal to reduce the mill levy for the library from 6.291 to 6 mills was presented in light of renovations that have been completed. The matter would not take effect until the following year. Consensus was to reach out to the library board for input and continue discussion with the Administration and Finance Committee. A public hearing for the 2021 budget was held and would remain steady at 67.473 mills, with a total budget just over $10 million. No one from the public was present for comment, and it was passed unanimously. Deadline for submission of business plans from individuals or organizations interested in operating the recreation program next year are due at Marysville City Hall by noon Wednesday, August 19. A fatality accident was reported early Sunday morning, shortly after midnight, in Pottawatomie County near Havensville. A vehicle northbound on K-63 Highway north of a K-16 junction left the roadway and rolled several times, ejecting two individuals who were transported to the Onega Hospital. One later died and the other was life-flighted to a Topeka hospital. Names of the individuals involved have not been released as investigation into the accident continues. A team of AmeriCorps volunteers have begun work in Marshall County this week, continuing through September 25th. Work will include the transition of a Summerfield school building to a training facility for veterans and beginning farmers seeking alternative produce growing options. A biennial reorganization meeting of the Marshall County Democratic Party will be open to the public this Thursday evening, August 20th at 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Building. Among discussion will be the get-out-the-vote effort. A Beatrice man has been reported as missing. Beatrice police are asking anyone with information as to the whereabouts of Robert Bobby Barton, last reported seen August 15th. He is reportedly a younger man, longer brown hair with mustache. Again, anyone with information on the whereabouts of Bobby Barton, contact Beatrice police. Mary Ellen Bartley, age 74, of Wichita, passed away Saturday. A graveside service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Mary Bartley. Christine Wassenberg, age 56, of Marysville, passed away August 10th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Christine Wassenberg. Dorothy D. Steiner, age 93, of Vermilion, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Patton Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Steiner.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High pressure system across much of the central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring sunny skies and quiet weather over the next several days. It looks like temperature wise, not too bad. We're going to see highs in the lower 80s and then back into the mid 80s as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, 60. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Sunny for tomorrow, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, temps at 60. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. As into Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies, dry weather, highs in the mid-80s. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies, 63. As into Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies, a little bit warmer, highs in the upper 80s, and Friday night, mostly clear. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature mid-August, 87. Recent record high, 102 in 2003. The average low, 64, and the record low, 50, set in 2012. Sunset this evening, 8:17. Sunrise in the morning at 6:42.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
For over a century, we've specialized in serving the financial needs of the entire ag community. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
There are two spots on Earth where the wind always blows from the same direction. Can you name them? We have the answer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 18th. It is the 231st day of the year, and Virginia Dare was born on this day in 1587, the first baby of English parents born on American soil. What are two spots on Earth that always have wind from the same direction? It's a trick question, if you hadn't guessed. From the North Pole, all directions are south, so any wind, by necessity, is southerly. Conversely, there can only be a north wind at the South Pole. Other places may have prevailing winds from one direction or another, but not all the time. Here are some real wind facts. The windiest spot in America is Mount Washington, New Hampshire, where the daily average is 35 miles per hour. The least windy place, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, with an average breeze of 4 miles per hour. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather facts online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Nelson Cruz continued his climb up the all-time leaderboard with two home runs, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Kansas City Royals 4-1. Devin Smeltzer picked up the win in relief of opener Matt Wilsner for Minnesota. Cruz tied Mark Teixeira for 55th on the all-time home run list. Rookie Chris Bubik surrendered two runs on four hits and four walks in 4 1/3 innings for the Royals. Hunter Dozier homered in the 9th inning to end Minnesota's shutout bid. Cincinnati Reds scheduled a flight to KC early this morning for a two-game series against the Royals that was put in doubt after a Reds player tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. Players, coaches, and other organization members were retested over the weekend. The final two games of a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates at Great American Ballpark were postponed. Yesterday had been a scheduled day off for the Reds. They'll square off with the Royals tonight. First pitch, 7:05 at the K. Mid-America Network Sports.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Washington football team has made history with a new minority hire. Correspondent John Stolness has more.
Former NFL running back Jason Wright has been named the team's new president, becoming the first black team president in league history. At 38 years old, he also becomes the youngest team president in the league and just the fourth former player to hold that position. In a statement, owner Daniel Snyder said Wright's experience as a former player, coupled with his business acumen, gives him a perspective that is unrivaled in the league. Wright is from the D.C. area, and he said he believes in Snyder's vision for the franchise. Washington recently dropped its longstanding team name, the Redskins, and has had to deal with the fallout of a sexual harassment scandal, resulting in the loss of a number of key executives. John Stolness, Washington.
The Kansas City Chiefs announced plans yesterday to welcome fans back into Arrowhead Stadium at 22% of capacity, and you will be able to tailgate. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Get your home in shape this summer with the help of Cromie Lumber. They have everything you need, from lawn and garden tools, patio furniture, grills and accessories, and of course lumber. Cromie Lumber is also your local paint shop. Get the high quality paints without the high prices of those retail paint shops. Contractor quality premium paints and primers, Spectro color matching, and computerized mixing machine to ensure good quality matches. That's Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Landall Company Marysville has roots as a small welding shop, growing into an internationally known supplier of farm, construction, and material handling equipment and trailers. Landall Company is looking for skilled people in welding, assembly, and fabrication, offering competitive wages and an excellent benefits package. Join the team that gets the job done right. Apply online at Landall.com. Landall Company Marysville, an equal opportunity employer. Small town pride known worldwide.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com. Hummingbirds are on the move, starting their migration to warmer climates. Help them fuel up for their long journey. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You may have noticed more hummingbird activity at your feeders and flowers. These winged beauties are eating more to increase their body weight in preparation for their arduous journey south. Consider adding some late-blooming annual and perennials to your garden. Many garden centers sell flowering plants for the late summer and fall garden. Use these to create an attractive container or fill voids in planting beds. Add one or more feeders to your landscape. Provide space between the feeders, as hummingbirds are territorial. Make sure there is cover within 10 to 15 feet. Fill with a 1 part sugar to 4 parts water solution. Replace the mixture and clean the feeders every few days. This provides additional food for the hummingbirds and viewing opportunities for you. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Dr. Seuss wrote The Cat in the Hat, but he should have consulted an expert like Alvina Sellers for background information. In 25 years of doing this show, she was certainly one of the most delightful souls I've met. She was simply known as the Hat Lady, and she's next on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Interviewing people like Alvina Sellers is what makes this program a real joy. When we sat down at a small county museum in Clarion, Iowa nearly 20 years ago to talk about her claim to fame, she shared how life as a young girl influenced her collection today.
I had two aunts that I loved very much. And as a little girl, about 3 or 4, I would go to their shop in Eagle Grove, Iowa, and watch as they made the hats. The lady would come in and say, I have this new suit, I have this new dress, and I want a wonderful hat.
Alvina remembered watching those elegant ladies return 1 week later to try on the hat that had been ordered just a few days before.
You'd sit down at a mirror, and it had mirrors on this side and this side, and then you could adjust them and one in front. And I thought, oh boy, that's wonderful. So that was the beginning of hats.
She fell in love with hats and began wearing and collecting them from the time she was a child. She didn't purchase many of the hats, but she had people that donated them to her when they learned of her wonderful collection. She had well over 5,000.
When women would say, as they got older, you know, why, nobody wants my hats. Children don't want them. And would you like them? Why, sure. I'll love to have them. And someday they'll be in a museum.
Alvina's home was full of hats, and she rearranged her selection just as if she were a museum with changing exhibits.
I change them around. I decorate with them, too. And I have a Christmas tree, a live Christmas tree that's flocked, and I have hats on that, and I change them.
The real story, though, is who some of those hats belonged to and why one red tam was her favorite hat of all. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Clarion, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.
Portland, New York, San Francisco. These sanctuary cities defy federal law and give safe harbor to illegal immigrant criminals. Congressman Roger Marshall and Senator Jerry Moran have been fighting to secure our border and enforce America's immigration laws. Congressman Marshall and Senator Moran, they have voted to crack down on liberal sanctuary cities and take federal money away from these havens for dangerous criminals. Call Congressman Marshall at 785-829-9000 and Senator Moran at 316-269-9257. Urge them to support H.R. 3000 and S-1644, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Cut federal funds. Turn up the heat on sanctuary cities. Stop giving dangerous illegal immigrant criminals a place to hide right here in America. And keep fighting illegal immigration. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
There are millions of miles of underground pipelines crisscrossing the United States. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There might be one on your land, so before you dig, pick up the phone as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Digging and operating heavy equipment on farms and ranches can cause damage to utilities and underground pipelines that carry liquids such as natural gas and diesel. A strike to one can cause serious injury or even death. If there are markers noting where a pipeline is buried, keep in mind that they don't always follow a straight line between markers. Tina Beach is a safety advocate with the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Initiative through CHS. She recommends calling 811 before you dig. Utilities will come out for free and mark where the lines are. Initially, a pipeline could have been buried several feet under the ground, but over time, erosion and land movement can move it closer to the surface.
That's the importance of calling 811. We really don't know for sure the depth, and we can't guarantee that. That's why we asked you to call, so we can go out and tell you, yeah, you're okay to do this activity because it's 3 or 4 feet deep, or we need you to be careful in this area because it's only 18 inches. You know, it's a free call, and it keeps you and your family safe, as well as your land, your equipment.
Drain tiling, fencing, mechanical augers, those types of activities that dig below the surface have the potential to collide with a pipeline or utility line. If you hit one, call 911 right away.
Even if they dent it or scratch it, and they think, oh, it's not leaking, there's no harm done. Even a small nick or scratch in a pipeline can have serious consequences. Maybe not right away, but in years down the road as far as corrosion, and then cause a leak later. So it's important that they do not cover it up. They don't try to repair it, and they evacuate the area. Call 911 and the pipeline or utility operator.
Learn more about buried utilities and pipelines at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Money is a big deal in our society. All of us know what money can do. It can get you a life of luxury and ease. It can give you influence, status, and admiration. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. But we also know what money can't do. Money can't buy you love. It doesn't bring happiness. It can't make you smarter or give you self-esteem. In fact, it may do just the opposite. But I like to look at it another, simpler way. Money really can give you only one thing: choices. What and how you choose gives money the power to be a blessing or a curse. If you make wise choices, money can bring health, joy to your family, and stability to your community and your church. Foolish choices can carry the exact opposite consequences. By itself, money has no power. But when you choose to pair it with God's will for you, it can be a tool for good. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
Trade is critical to the health of the U.S. soybean industry. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The Phase 1 trade deal with China will only work if the terms are followed. Jim Sutter heads the U.S. Soybean Export Council, and during a recent virtual town hall sponsored by Farmers for Free Trade, he talked about China.
Companies in China that were actively buying U.S. new crop soybeans are just worried about what's going to happen with this sort of, you know, closing of consulates, other things being said. They're worried that there could be a disruption in the implementation of the Phase 1 agreement.
Sutter says that while a large one, China is not U.S. soy's only trading partner.
What we need to do is ensure that the U.S. is operating on a level playing field with our competing exporters and that the U.S. continues to be a leader in openness and reliability as an exporter.
Sutter says global soy demand grows 4% a year.
So that's 11 million tons or 400 million bushels per year. So it means roughly we're going to need the equivalent of another U.S. crop to supply the world in 10 years' time. I think that gives us all some optimism to be thinking about and something to be looking forward to as we're trying to make sure we're growing our production here in the U.S. and doing our work internationally to make sure we capture a share of that.
I'll have more in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hello and good Tuesday. Sims back with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. We check in with everything in the world of agriculture with the latest Steckline report.
Well, a formal petition requesting a referendum on the beef checkoff program was filed about the 1st of July, in fact, July 2nd, and cattlemen from different organizations and 25 livestock auction markets that filed this particular referendum have until about the first week here in August to gather together something like 10% of the cattle producers in this country to sign a petition. Haven't heard yet whether that's been done and whether they accomplished that, but I would probably suspect that they have. And the previous petitions were seeking a vote on the beef checkoff. It gathered more than 145,000 signatures in 1999. They've gone after this two or three different times, the people that are against the beef checkoff program. I shouldn't say the against it. I think what they're really concerned about is the way it's being spent today. NCBA pretty much handles it not 100%. And so other organizations that are against them, cattlemen that don't agree with the Cattlemen's Association. And quite honestly, it looks like the auction markets sure don't agree with it. And they've been a party to this ever since it started, that being another vote. So I would be a bit surprised that we don't have another vote. NCBA President Marty Smith says that the act makes it very clear that cattle producers have a say in the continuation of the checkoff program, and they support the producers' right to have their voices heard. So, why not do it? By the way, USDA's warning against planting unsolicited seeds from China. If you get anything around the mail from China, throw it away. See you on the next Techline Report. Thanks for being with us.
For Larry's Techline, I'm Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
We at AgView.net are proud to deliver you policy and market impacting information to help you make the best decision for your operation. We're not the biggest, but we are reliable and relevant. And in 2020, we'll continue to deliver you the information you need in the form you need it. On this radio station, on AgView.net, and on Facebook at AgView, and Twitter at AgView News. The important issues need a reliable and relevant voice. This station at AgView.net. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The August crop report from USDA shows the U.S. farmers will produce record amounts of corn and soybeans this year. Rich Nelson, chief strategist with Allendale, says he didn't see a lot of surprises in the report.
As far as the crop sizes in our viewpoint, this was not too much of a surprise. This August survey is a producer survey conducted, in this case, from July 25 to August 6. In terms of viewpoint, at that time, we had great crops and these record yields for corn and soybeans. We agree with right now the market is suggesting let's wait for September when USDA does proper in-field analysis, and maybe we'll see about any changes at that time.
He said the supply side didn't hold many surprises either.
U.S. corn yields nationwide, 181.8. That was a little over the average trade guess. It was right next to ours. And as far as supply, of course, we have a record production on corn, 15.278 billion bushels, as well as a record yield. And same type of story for soybeans with a 53.3 yield. That's 7% over trend. So at that time of this survey, certainly these are very strong crops.
Well, he says yield projections tend to get more realistic in the August report because the USDA methodology changes.
The August report itself is the first one where we now see a survey-based method from USDA. In the May through July timeframe, they use statistical models just looking at impacts of delayed planting or maybe significant dryness or wetness. But starting with August report and now moving through October, we see more realistic numbers being posted as far as USDA's methods here.
Well, the recent heavy storms went through a good chunk of farm country didn't have an impact in this latest report.
It did not have any factor at all. So this report was simply a farmer's survey done at a very specific time frame. And USDA, in fact, on the crop production report, they noted very clearly that this report is more or less taken as of August 1, and it did not include any impact from severe weather. So we will have to wait for the September report to see a true impact discussion here.
That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson, to talk more about weather on this side of the U.S.-Canadian border, because I learned a new word last week, derecho, D-E-R-E-C-H-O, and I turned to the National Weather Service for the definition of that word. It's not quite a hurricane. It has no eye, and its winds come across in a straight line. But the damage it is likely to spread over such a large area is more like an inland hurricane rather than a quick, more powerful tornado. Patrick Marsh, who is the support chief at the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, told me this description. The storm began as separate thunderstorms in South Dakota before strengthening as it moved eastward over Iowa and on across the Midwest. And it held together for 770 miles over 14 hours before losing strength as it moved on into western Ohio and, of course, across the heart of the Midwest. And it was destructive. It flattened cornfields. In Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds said early estimates indicate 10 million acres have been damaged in the top corn-producing state. And this also, a part of it, many empty grain bins that were getting ready for this year's harvest were destroyed. So that would be nearly a third of the roughly 31 million acres of land farmed in the nation's top corn-producing state. And the most significant damage is to the corn crop, which is in the advanced stages of development, nearly a month away from the beginning of harvest. But add to that the devastation of grain bins, because the grain bins are empty waiting for the crop that's about to be harvested, and as a result, empty grain bins are more easily blown over and destroyed than are full bins. So it's a situation where you not only are going to have to get the corn standing to harvest it, but you are also going to have a place to store it, and many farms in Iowa do not. The governor of the state of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, said that the destruction to the buildings and to the crops is immense. She indicated 10 million acres were damaged in the nation's top corn-producing states. And the interesting thing that the Weather Bureau talked about is how long this storm that started out as a couple of thunderstorms in South Dakota held together. Some 770 miles of the Midwest farming community impacted by the wind and the loss of the grain bins for the storage. And so one farmer who has farmed for 69 years said he had never in his farming career seen a storm like this one. And he said, "I know that some people won't survive this, but there's a fair number of people that will figure out how to hang in there, and we'll keep doing what we do." Thank you very much, sir. So the storm that normally would move across the ocean and called a typhoon or a hurricane is called, can I say it again? Yeah, the storm is called a derecho. And that is a on-land hurricane. That's the best way I could describe it. But good luck to those people who were damaged and who lost crops and buildings. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families. The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity. Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy. To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Millions of miles of underground pipelines crisscross the United States. There might be one on your land, so before you dig, pick up the phone on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Digging and operating heavy equipment on farms and ranches can cause damage to utilities and underground pipelines that carry liquids such as natural gas and diesel. A strike to one can cause serious injury or even death. Tina Beach is a safety advocate with the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Initiative through CHS. She recommends calling 811 before you dig. Utilities will come out for free and mark where the lines are. Initially, a pipeline could have been buried several feet under the ground, but over time, erosion and land movement can move it closer to the surface.
That's the importance of calling 811. We really don't know for sure the depth, and we can't guarantee that. That's why we asked you to call, so we can go out and tell you, yeah, you're okay to do this activity because it's 3 or 4 feet deep, or we need you to be careful in this area because it's only 18 inches. You know, it's a free call, and it keeps you and your family safe, as well as your land, your equipment.
Drain tiling, fencing, mechanical augers, those types of activities that dig below the surface have the potential to collide with a pipeline or utility line. If you hit one, call 911 right away.
Even if they dent it or scratch it, and they think, oh, it's not leaking, there's no harm done. Even a small nick or scratch in a pipeline can have serious consequences. Maybe not right away, but in years down the road as far as corrosion, and then cause a leak later. So it's important that they do not cover it up, they don't try to repair it, and they evacuate the area. Call 911 and the pipeline or utility operator.
I'm Jody Hanke. Learn more about buried utilities and pipelines at agriculture.com.
KNDY.
Hello and good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday point, still more of the same, a mixed day pretty much all across the ag commodities, slightly higher for the livestock and still lower throughout the grains. In fact, double-digit losses for the wheat complex today. September Kansas City wheat now down a dime at 427 and a quarter. December also down 10 cents, sitting at 438 and a half. Corn complex continues to drop as well. September corn now down 4 3/4, sitting at 3.26 and a quarter. December sitting down 3.5 cents at 3.41 and a quarter. Soybeans also a bit weaker today. September beans down 3 3/4 at 9.08 3/4, with November at 9.10 3/4. That's down 4.5 cents. Soybean meal also a bit weaker today, as September's down 3.20 at 2.95.10. However, the soy oil is a bit higher today, up 25 points at 31.55. Cotton complex also still a bit weaker. December cotton down 37 at 62.90. Into the livestock, some rebounding as we see, as live cattle back into the green. August live cattle up a dime at 107 even. October up 20 cents at 110.07, and still the back months with some gains. Feeder cattle, in fact, seeing a triple-digit gain in places. August, though, just up 17 cents at 142.90, and then September and beyond up $1.15 at 145.55. Lean hogs, a triple-digit drop, however. October hogs back down to 51.50 at 202. Look to the energy markets, see slightly higher numbers today. However, crude oil still a bit lower. September drops 18 cents at 42.71 a barrel. Unleaded gas is fractionally higher at 127 a gallon. Heating oil up 2 cents at 126, and natural gas sharply higher today, up 8 at 241. Both gold and silver trading slightly higher today. However, the dollar index is still down 52 points at 92.32. Sam's back with your markets through the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Rusty and Ford, there's only one thing you need to know. They've all gotta go.
Every new 2019 Ford in stock. Every new 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. It's Rusty at Ford's model year-end event. We're making room for the new 2021 inventory, so you'll get huge savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. Every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyEckFord.com.
Vehicles with a group credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Super Crew XLT 4x4. Stock 2TO987 MSRP 54135. Rusty at discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited term financing support motor credit. Metal qualified. All four rebates to dealer. Office benefit combined and expire.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The only station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.